はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようボイジー、
夏子です。
高瀬です。
Peter here. Beginner lesson number 117. As always, are brought to you by Air Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. 高瀬さん、ようこそ。 Welcome to the show again.
ありがとうございます。
It's great to have you back this week. You should come around more often. And Natsuko-san, it's great to have you back day in and day out.
Thank you.
Today we are back with more informal Japanese. The following conversation is between two sisters. The little sister looks up to her older sister in every way possible. Now we want to point out about this lesson is, one, it's two female speaking. Two, it is a very, extremely, the utmost intimate conversation as they are family. Now for the guys' version of Two Brothers Talking, we'll be back next week with Brothers Brothers. With that said, we are going to get into today's lesson. Natsuko-san, Takase-san, よろしくお願いします。
お姉ちゃん、ちょっといい？
あ、部屋に入らないで。そこから話して。
今日暇？
バカな質問しないでよ。今日は忙しいのよ。
今日何するの？
今日？デートよ。他には何？
いや、それだけ。
あら？私の携帯どこかしら。
あ、じゃあ失礼します。
ちょっと、私の携帯で何してるの？今誰と話してたの？
お姉ちゃんの彼氏。
何言ったのよ。
お姉ちゃんの今日の予定を教えたんだよ。今日はお姉ちゃんは忙しいって、デートがあるから。彼はかなり怒ってたよ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
お姉ちゃん、ちょっといい？
あ、部屋に入らないで。そこから話して。
今日、暇？
バカな質問しないでよ。今日は忙しいのよ。
今日、何するの？
今日、デートよ。他には何？
いや、それだけ。
あら、私の携帯はどこかしら。
じゃ、失礼します。
ちょっと、私の携帯で何してるの？今、誰と話してたの？
お姉ちゃんの彼氏。
何言ってたのよ。
お姉ちゃんの今日の予定を教えたんだよ。今日はお姉ちゃんは忙しいって、デートがあるから。彼はかなり怒ってたよ。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。
お姉ちゃん、ちょっといい？
Got a sec, sis?
あ、部屋に入らないで。
Don't come in the room.
そこから話して。
Speak from there.
今日暇？
Are you free today?
バカな質問しないでよ。
Don't ask stupid questions.
今日は忙しいのよ。
I'm busy today.
今日何するの？
What will you do today?
今日？デートよ。
Today? A date.
他には何？
What else?
いや、それだけ。
That's all.
あら？私の携帯はどこかしら。
Where's my cell phone?
じゃ、失礼します。
Goodbye.
ちょっと、私の携帯で何してるの？
What are you doing with my cell phone?
今誰と話してたの？
Who are you talking to just now?
お姉ちゃんの彼氏。
Your boyfriend.
何言ったのよ。
What did you say?
お姉ちゃんの今日の予定を教えたんだよ。
I told him your plans for today.
今日はお姉ちゃんは忙しいって。
I said sis is busy today.
デートがあるから。
Because she has a date.
彼はかなり怒ってたよ。
He was really angry. 高瀬さん、今日の会話はどうでしたか？
こんなお姉ちゃんが欲しいです。
Translation, please.
I want a sister like her.
Scary.
Let's ask Natsuko-san what she thought of today's conversation.
夏子さん、今日の会話をどう思いましたか？
妹って困りものですよね。
本当に。
Translation, please.
Small sisters are always troublesome.
Oh boy, we better get into today's vocab before we cause some real problems. With that said, let's welcome our vocab guest for today, Yoshi-san.
Yoshi です。
よろしくお願いします。Natsuko-san, first word, please.
部屋。
Chamber. Room.
部屋。部屋。
Natsuko-san, let's take a look at the two characters that make up this word. The first character, what does it mean?
It means part.
Second character?
House.
So, very straightforward here. Part, house. And a couple more words, part of the house. And there we have it. Very straightforward. Part, house. Yoshi-san, example sentence, please.
もっと大きな部屋に住みたい。
I want to live in a bigger room. Next we have.
予定。
Plan.
予定。予定。
Natsuko-san, example sentence, please.
明日の予定は何ですか?
What's your plan for tomorrow? And we can also say.
明日は予定がありますか?
Is there a plan tomorrow? Literally. Interpreted as.Do you have a plan tomorrow? Next we have.
怒る
To become upset. To become angry.
怒る怒る
Example sentence please.
彼女は短気ですぐ怒ります。
She is short-tempered and gets angry quickly. Next we have.
バカ
Stupid, fool.
バカバカ
Now, you'll hear this word.Often in animation, dramas, on TV, it will appear a lot. This week we covered a related word, which is...
baka baka shi.
An adjective, this, baka as itself, can be used as a noun or an adjective. In the case that it's used as an adjective, it is a...
na adjective.
In today's dialogue, we had...
baka na shitsumon.
Foolish question. Stupid question. Now, again, as we explained previously this week...It's the intonation and the context that determines how offensive this word is. It can be used very playful, or it can be used in a really nasty way. Again, all depends on the context and the intonation. So, with that said, let's take a look at the characters. Natsuko-san, what two characters make up this word?
A horse and a deer.
A horse and a deer. Now, Natsuko-san, have you heard this story? The kanji for this word originates from the fact thatA person couldn't tell the difference between a horse and a deer. And that's why they were considered a fool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You never heard that story? Yoshi-san, back me up, please.
I think so, but I've never heard of it either.
What kind of answer was that?
It seems likely.
And even if it's not the case, it's a really good way to remember the kanji for this
I word. Agree.
You have the horse and the deer, and only a fool can't tell the difference between them.I haven't seen either in a while, so I'm not... I don't know if we really wanted to use this way to remember it, but if it helps, that's what we're going for. Next we have...
携帯
Short for cell phone.
携帯携帯
Natsuko-san, what's the proper word for a cellular phone?
携帯電話
Two words here. Portable, telephone.
Yes.
And in casual conversations, and even sometimes in polite conversations, the denwa will just get dropped.
Yes.
Cut right off and go with...
携帯
For example, I forgot my cell phone.
携帯を忘れました
Next we have...
教える
To teach.
教える
Natsuko-san, what is an extremely, extremely, extremely popular expression...When asking for information from someone based on this word.
教えてください。
The literal translation is, please teach me. However, it should be interpreted as, please tell me. And if we have any Japanese listeners out there, this is what you really want to pay attention to because I cannot count the amount of times that a Japanese person has said, please teach me. Taking this literally, translating it into English,And saying things like, please teach me your phone number. Please teach me your name. This is one of the most common mistakes that a Japanese person will make when speaking English. When you turn it into the English, you should make it tell me, because it's the natural English. Tell me your name. Tell me your phone number. So this is what you want to watch out for here. So for everyone speaking Japanese out there, when you make that transition from tell me, you don't want to use the word for tell me. You don't want to use the verb to tell. You want to use the verb to teach. In this case,
教える.
Key point. So, Yoshi-san, how do we ask Natsuko-san for her phone number?
Natsuko-san, 電話番号を教えてください.
どうしようかな?
Not looking good there, Yoshi-san.
お願いします。
He played the お願いします card.
Yes.
What are you going to do?
じゃあ、後でね。
We'll take care of that after the show. Finally, we have
彼氏
Boyfriend
彼氏彼氏
Now, can this be interpreted any other way? Can it mean guy or something like this?
Maybe sometimes, but you usually use this word as someone's boyfriend.
That's what we want to point out. While this word is almost exclusive to boyfriends, the word for girlfriend
彼女
can actually be used just to talk about a girl. It has both meanings, where 彼氏 is used almost exclusively when talking about a romantic boyfriend.
And someone else's boyfriend.
Not your own. How do you refer to your own boyfriend?
You usually refer to as 彼.
He.
Yes.
Ah, all right. And that would explain the suffix
氏
that is attached to
彼.
Very nice.
You know, I remember saying 彼女さん.
Really?
In yeah. what case would you use this?
I think I was talking about my friend's girlfriend, but the friend was like older than I was, so I didn't want to be rude to the friend.
I see.
When I was asking about his girlfriend, I said, you're 彼女さん.
Could you give us the Japanese for that?
彼女さんですか?
Is she your girlfriend? Would I use this if I met a young boss? Like my boss was quite young and he had a girlfriend, not married yet. Would I say this to the boss?
I don't think you hear this very often.
So you'd be all right just saying, 彼女ですか? Is this your girlfriend?
Yeah, I think it's fine.
Natsuko is giving me a look like, I don't think we usually ask these questions.
Yes. I think in Japan, it's kind of rare to mention about someone's boyfriend or girlfriend on a business scene. So you don't usually use this word for your boss or someone.
What about a casual situation?
Yes, you can use it.
Natsuko-san, how would you ask Yoshi-san if he has a girlfriend?
Yoshi-san wa kanojo irun desu ka?
Good question. Good question. Good Japanese too.
You hear that, Natsuko? He likes your Japanese.
Thank you. I don't know why.
All right, with that said, let's take a look at some of the key points in today's lesson. First thing I want to look at is referring to family members. Now, Natsuko-san, in the dialogue, Takase-san, who is playing the role of your younger sister, referred to you as...
お姉ちゃん.
So can this just be used by family members? Or who can use this phrase, お姉ちゃん?
You hear this word pretty often, mostly in casual situation. It basically means older sister, but sometimes you use this word to refer to a young lady.
So that's why sometimes we've seen a drama or here on the streets, the guys yelling, One-chan,
yeah,
One-chan.
Yeah, but it's not very polite.
Since coming to Japan, I've heard it used in three specific situations that I can remember. One by, of course, a younger sister or a younger brother calling an older sister.
Mm-hmm.
One, the guys on the street approaching girls. And third time was older women, maybe in their 70s or so, referring to a much younger woman,
mm-hmm, right,
would they would say this too. So those are the three kind of cases that stick out in my mind.
Yes, right.
But the suffix chan makes this a more intimate way of calling someone.
Right.
Okay. Now let's look at how many times you used the te form and the negative te form, or the naide form, when speaking in the intimate situation with your sister. Just in the second line alone. Can you read the second line alone one more time? Now, what's inferred after the naide?
Kudasai.
Please don't enter the room. But here you leave that off altogether.
Yes.
But judging by your intonation, it's a much stronger,
mm-hmm,
phrase than please don't enter the room.
Yes, it's more like ordering.
Exactly. Now, you'll see next week when we look at the guys, the way the male speaker orders is a bit different. Would you say this is, we can kind of generalize this as the way that women would order?
I think so.
It's a bit more polite yes. than what we're going to introduce you to next week.
This way is a bit feminine, maybe.
Or maybe not as harsh.
Right, yes.
Because what we're going to introduce you to next week, in next Tuesday's lesson, is the harshest of the harsh, fighting words. So yeah, you definitely don't want to miss that. Most of the other structures and things used here, we've covered throughout this week. Now, there's one point that we want to look at today. Natsuko-san, there's a point where, in the dialogue, the younger sister is on the phone. How did she end the phone call?
じゃあ、失礼します。
Now, this is a very polite way and a usual way to end the phone call.
Yes.
Excuse me. And this has many other meanings too, but it's a very polite way. But what we want to point out here is the person on the phone is obviously a higher social status than the younger sister. And that's why she's saying and speaking in polite Japanese. We want to show the contrast here. You can tell if we spoke in a monotone way and didn't break the lines, you'd be able to tell where the younger sister is actually speaking to a different person just by the politeness level she's using. She's going from very, very casual speaking to her older sister to all of a sudden polite Japanese. So we know that she's talking to a third party. And this is what we want to focus on in the upcoming weeks, switching between politeness levels. For example, if I'm talking to Yoshi-san, I'm going to speak very informal. But when I speak to Natsuko-san, very polite.
Why is that?
I don't know. You command respect, Natsuko-san. Yoshi.
Or I'm, you know, respected. Is that what you mean?
Natsuko-san, help me out here.
I can't.
Well, let's pose it this way. Yoshi-san, when you speak to Natsuko-san, what kind of Japanese do you use?
The politest.
Yes. Multiple factors, but... there's many reasons, but, you know, Natsuko-san is someone that has a very good job and that commands this kind of respect.
And she's a lady.
Yes. Not female, but in the sense of a lady, a sophisticated woman.
How nice.
Right?
Of you too.
And we have it recorded so you can play it back over and over again when you're feeling sad.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, with that said, a long lesson today, but this one was good. Now, part two of this lesson, continuation coming up next week. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. PDF, inside the PDF, further write-up. Tell you more about different tense. We're going to go into more about the politeness level, plus a bit more write-up about details inside today's conversation. Just not enough time in today's conversation. Also, inside the Learning Center, more to bring it all together. Plus, the informal track. So stop by JapanesePod101.com and be sure to leave us a post.
じゃあ、またね。
またね。